Some advocates for criminal justice reform in Florida are working hard to steer young people away from violence, but resources are often limited while demand for help grows. Health News Florida's Stephanie Colombini is highlighting these efforts this week as part of our series on youth gun violence.
Freddie Barton is slammed. He helps kids who get arrested in the Tampa area stay out of more trouble, and it's often a 24/7 job.
Make sure you come to order. Court is now in session.
Every morning, even Christmas, Barton's in court. He's looking for kids to join diversion programs he runs as executive director of the nonprofit Safe and Sound Hillsboro. One focuses on teens arrested on gun charges. The goal is to keep them from committing violent crimes.
But then also pairing them up with a mentor or a guide that's going to follow them and see what else they need, you know, in order to not just not reoffend, but also be better and productive.
The Youth Gun Offender Program involves 6 months of court-ordered education and support services, plus another six of monitoring. It launched about a year ago as Florida experienced a roughly 40% jump in kids getting arrested on weapons charges. Barton says they use about $100,000 in county funds, plus some state funding to pay for the program. Stakeholders like police officials, judges, and prosecutors applaud the effort as an effective alternative to jailing kids. Here's Irene Maslanik with the Hillsboro State Attorney's Office.
We have a huge outbreak of kids possessing guns, and we wanted to do something to respond to that, and something that's proactive and helps them rehabilitate, which is the whole point of juvenile justice, right?
A lot goes into running these initiatives. Barton and his colleague Thaddeus Wright teach teens anger management and other life skills. They spend hours coordinating with parents and community partners. To make it easier for kids to participate, they give them rides to and from the program and free meals. Barton says interns and volunteers help, but the bulk of the work falls on them.
You're talking about case management. You're talking about navigating the judicial process. You're talking about feeding them. So it takes quite a bit of resources.
And then there are the unofficial duties. One morning, Wright was attending court via Zoom when he got a phone call.
Hey, what's going on, bud?
A teen they're working with was in a tough spot. He'd recently been arrested stealing a gun from an unlocked car. On this day, he showed up to his high school but wasn't allowed on campus because of his charge. His mom couldn't get off work to pick him up. So he called Wright and asked to come to the center where they work.
They find comfort in coming here. They know that we have their best interests at heart.
Wright Ubered him to the center and gave him some advice. He didn't have to do this. But Wright says many of the guys they work with don't have a lot of support. Their families may be struggling financially, and even parents who want to be involved often need help themselves.
This will go on all day, and that's kind of why we need help. It's never ending.
And help is coming. Safe and Sound is receiving some state and federal grants to hire mentors and assist families who need extra support. The money will also fund research into how well the program works. It comes out to more than $1 million over the next few years. Another donation recently paid for vans to take kids to and from the program. Barton and Wright had been using their own cars before, but they barely had time to celebrate before tragedy brought national attention to gun violence in Tampa.
A breaking story that we are following out of Central Florida at this
point. Celebrations in Tampa turned deadly after an argument led to gunfire.
A man is now charged with second-degree murder in the shooting that killed two people and injured 16 others.
The shooting happened just before Halloween after a fight broke out between young people on the streets of Ybor City, a popular nightlife area. A 22-year-old and 14-year-old face murder charges. One victim was 20, the other also 14. He was armed too. Barton helped organize a vigil for the victims.
When we hear that there's a tragic loss of life, especially 14 years of age, no matter what the circumstance, you know, it really takes the wind out of our sails.
He says some of the kids in his program knew the boy who died. He wishes they had a licensed therapist on the team, better suited to address moments of trauma like this. Just 2 weeks after the Ybor shooting, another teen was killed in Tampa.
We need to get to our kids. We need to get to our parents. We need to bring law enforcement and all of our community agencies together. If we don't continue to keep doing that and let up off the gas, we're going to see more and more of these events happen.
Barton says he knows Safe and Sound faces an uphill battle when it comes to curbing community violence, but they're determined to keep at it. For Health News Florida, I'm Stephanie Colombini.
This story is part of Health News Florida's special series, Growing Up with Guns. It explores the harms guns can have on kids and their communities. You can learn more at WUSF.org.